Topic 2. Technique 19, displaying original or creative work, as proof or supporting evidence, such as an invention, prototype, experimental setup, or work of art. Technique 19, involves displaying a unique entity that fits the definition of an original or creative work, to support the validity of a claim or statement. For example, the claim can be "I created this unique entity." The claim or statement can involve the functionality, structure, or appearance of an invention, a prototype, an experimental setup, a work of art, a manuscript, a poem, a computer program, etc. For example, the statement can be an explanation of how a new invention functions. The original or creative work can also be used to support claims that relate to the knowledge, skill, abilities, and qualifications of individual S that created the unique entity. For an example, let us assume you state in a cover letter for employment that you have programming skills. This claim can be supported by showing the software you created. If you do not show the software you created, or provide other evidence, the claim is unsupported. Subtopic, a definition of original or creative work, based on the way the terminology is used in this e-book. The words original or creative work means in this e-book, an entity that was created by one or more individuals that is unique in functionality, structure, or is one of a kind. This does not apply that the original creative work is not similar to other entities. For example, if you designed and built your own online calculator, it would fit the above definition of original or creative work, in spite of the fact that there are many online calculators on the web. However, if you build the online calculator by following a set of step-by-step instructions, it would not fit this definition of original or creative work. When an entity fits this definition presented above of original or creative work, it does not imply that it is necessarily valuable or of good quality. For example, the Mona Lisa is obviously an original work of art, but so is a drawing produced by the average 10-year-old. Both of the above can be used as supporting evidence in a document. For example, the work of the 10-year-old can be used to show that the child did not develop age-appropriate artistic skills. Note, to simplify the text, in the following subtopics, I use the words listed below as an alternative to the phrase original or creative work. Unique entities. Unique entity. Entities. Entity. Subtopic, when you are writing about the original or creative work of others. If you are writing about unique entities that were created by others, you can use citations from published sources that describe the entity you are discussing in your document. When feasible, state the location of the entity, so the readers can personally see it. This can involve a work of art in a museum, a new product that is available for purchase, and an architectural structure. You can also use photographs and/or videos of the unique entity to reinforce the validity of your statement, and to clarify your explanations. Subtopic, when you are writing about why you are own original or creative work. If you are writing about an entity that you created, you can display photographs and/or videos of the entity to support your statements. Some examples are photographs and/or video of a work of art, an invention, or prototype that you created. If the entity you created is a manuscript, a new software device, or a video or animation, you can display it on the web. This can be done by displaying your creative work on a web page, or by providing download links on the web page. If you are writing for a small group of readers, such as in a corporate setting or university, you can state in your document that you will personally display the entity you created, on request. This is especially useful if you are working in a corporate setting. In such a case, you might benefit from personally displaying an invention or a prototype that you created to the CEO and other top officials. Subtopic, how to describe your original or creative work. Whenever you are writing about unique entities that you created, it may be beneficial to describe it in detail. This should be done without intentionally or inadvertently exaggerating the significance or functionality of your work. The following example will clarify what I mean by inadvertently exaggerating. Let us assume you wrote a 3,000-word e-book and published it on your own website. Then in an essay to obtain admission to a college you state that you wrote a book that is now published. The yellow highlighted statement is technically and legally correct, but it is deceiving. It gives the false impression that you wrote a full-length book and successfully sold it to a publisher. A claim that is not deceiving is presented below. I wrote a 3,000-word e-book and placed it on my website. In general, you should describe your work accurately so that it is not underestimated or overestimated by the reader. Sometimes this can be achieved by using numbers and making the work available to the reader. This can be illustrated with the following example, which involves a writing project I completed in August 2008. I wrote a 108,929-word e-book on social psychology for an undergraduate course, and it can be accessed from my website at www.techfortext.com web link. To avoid inadvertently exaggerating, evaluate the sentences and paragraphs you are writing by asking yourself the following questions. What does this statement convey? Does it accurately convey what I created or achieved, without exaggerating? Am I providing enough information about my original or creative work in this document? Are my explanations adequate? Does my document provide a clear picture of the work I created? Subtopic: I have used Technique 19 extensively, as can be seen with the examples presented below. I created a number of online software devices and wrote a number of e-books, which can be accessed from my websites, such as the following examples. A General Theory of Computing Devices and a Related Methodology for Creating Software-Based Calculation Devices. This e-book contains 16,000 words on 70 pages. This website is titled General Area Equation and a Related Online Calculation Device. This JavaScript calculation device performs multiple computations to calculate the area of several geometric figures simultaneously with one general area equation, which is AG equals KALGWG. This website has 600 words on 2 pages. Physics Calculator for Molecular Speed is a JavaScript calculation device that calculates the root mean square speed, average speed, and the most probable speed of gas molecules at a specific Kelvin temperature, with the general energy equation, AG equals KEMVTWO. This equation was solved for V, which represents speed in the calculation device. This website has 550 words, on 2 pages. The title of this website is Multiple Calculation Software with a Semi-Random Number Generator, based on time. The software on this website contains 10 calculation devices and a semi-random number generator. The random number generator creates sets of numbers based on the time, date, and a series of formulas, and automatically feeds the numbers into the 10 calculation devices. The calculation devices carry out a set of over 60 calculations simultaneously, involving algebra, calculus, trigonometry, hyperbolic functions, and geometric calculations for a circle and rectangle. This website has 4,000 words, on 24 pages. This is an 8-chapter, e-book, titled Concepts in Mathematics, and it was part of my graduate studies. The e-book contains over 20,280 words, on 196 pages. The online tutorial on algebra with hyperbolic functions is a software-based calculation device designed to help students practice solving algebra problems that have hyperbolic functions. A printer-friendly version of the above calculation device is available from the following URL. www.techfortext.com web link. The main website for this device has 2,600 words, on 16 pages. This website is titled, The Basic Integral Calculus Generator, and it contains online calculation software to help students practice solving basic calculus integrals. A printer-friendly version of the calculation software, with a minimum of text, is available at the following URL. This website has 4,000 words. The exponential calculator is an online JavaScript device that can calculate numbers raised to any power. This includes exponents that are negative, positive, or in decimals, such as 2.4, 6, 0.5, minus 2, minus 3, minus 0.4. When the calculated results are very large, or very small, the exponential calculator displays the results in scientific notation. This website has 300 words, on one page. The radiosphere calculator calculates the volume and surface area of a sphere simultaneously, when the length of the radius is entered. The software displays very large and very small calculated results, in scientific notation. A printer-friendly version of the software is available at www.techfortext.com web link. The main website for this device has 1,400 words, on 8 pages. Additional and supporting information for Topic 2, from web-based articles. Write about your creative work. How to Present Complex Ideas Clearly, by Dr. Emily Grossman. How to Apply Lateral Thinking to Your Creative Work, by Shane Snow. Being Unhappy with Your Creative Work, posted by Tanner Christensen. How to Feel Confident Sharing Your Creative Work in Public, Leanne Regala. Editing Your Creative Work. Writing the Artist Statement. Creative Work is Performance. Assess Your Creative Health Now, by Dan Blank. 6 Ways to Find Time to Do Your Creative Work. The Most Important Question to Ask About Your Creative Work, by Margarita Tartakovsky, MS, Associate Editor. Crossover Appeal: How Content Writing Can Improve Your Creative Work. Additional and supporting information for Topic 2, from web-based videos. Before You Write, XII, How Original Must Your Work Be? Michael Levin. The Visual Writer, Using Images to Bring Your Writing Alive, with Nancy Hendrickson. Video and Text, Manage the Mundane, Create the Extraordinary, A Practical Workshop with Mark McGinnis. On Writing, Self-Publishing and the Business of Being a Pro Writer, with James Scott Bell. If you want to go to Chapter 21 of this ebook, left-click on the following link. www.techfortext.com web link.